Praise the Lord. We welcome everybody in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So can we wave our hands to all our online members all around the world now watching us live now, live. What do we say to them? Shalom. Say very loud again. To them in Orlando, Florida, United States of America, shalom, shalom. God bless you. Can we open Isaiah chapter 59? It's a popular scripture. Can we all stand up? And let's pick it as a text, then we sit down. Isaiah 59. Verses 1 and verse 2. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. May the Lord add blessing to the reading of his word in the name of Jesus. God bless you. Be seated. We all came here to pray. And I know everybody prays. And every Christian is taught to pray. And prayer is so important that the disciples of Jesus Christ, asked him, teach us how to pray. And the Bible says, pray without ceasing. And the Bible says, he who asks receives. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, watch and pray. Prayer is supposed to be part of a Christian's life. Because God works by principle. God is not a magician. God is God that binds himself even by his own principles. There are two things when you come to Christ that you must know to be established and enjoy the joy of salvation. Number one is that you must know the agenda, the divine agenda for salvation of mankind. That helps you to know when God is moving, then you can move with him. God has an agenda. Immediately man fell in the Garden of Eden, he ignited that agenda to restore man back to what he intended it to be in the Garden of Eden. And it is the process, part of that agenda, that has produced you and I where we are here today, that we can call ourselves Christians. See, but unfortunately, most believers, they just come to Christ and know nothing beyond the name of their pastor, the blood of Jesus, Holy Ghost fire, and how maybe, you know, the things that are common in the churches today. We know nothing else about how God is moving. Even that Jesus, we don't even know who he is. We know part of who he is. But not everything about who he is we know. God has an agenda. And it is a divine program to restore this earth that Satan has taken over. This earth will come back to us again. Praise the Lord. If you don't know it, you will only be a religious person. And Christianity has gone beyond religion. Amen. And so, you see, when you see people who fight for their pastor, fight for their church, And their pride in their Christianity is the church they belong, or their position in the church. That is one of the signs. Some of us know that these ones, they're just religion. They can kill you if you speak anything against their pastor. You say anything against their church, they can finish you. But say anything against Jesus, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. That is religion. Religion. May somebody here be delivered from the spirit of religion in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Praise the Lord. And so somebody called me a few days ago, called me again yesterday from somewhere in the east, and told me how now he gave his life to Christ. The whole of his family have rejected him, but he decided to stay. He was walking somewhere, but the place he felt was not proper for his faith. He resigned, and then all hell is loose against him, blah, blah, blah. He's now rejected. And told me some wonderful stories about his stand in the faith and the result of that stand, what he's facing. So he called me again and then told me 2 days again later that what he wants now is for me to help him spiritually. To bring him up, because he doesn't want to go back to the world. He wants to come to Lagos. He wants to sit under me, sit under my ministry. He wants to be here, blah, 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 blah. Well, why I remember the story is my reply to him. I said, brother, I am not preaching to bring people to me. I am preaching to take people to Christ. Praise the Lord. I am not preaching to make you member of Bread Assembly Church. People who preach to make members of the church don't preach the way I preach. They preach in a way that everybody will be happy with the preaching. They don't want to hurt anybody. God is a good God. Come the way you are. People like me, I am not preaching for you to become a member of Bright Assembly Church. I am not pointing you to me. There are pastors that say, connect to my grace so that you will make it. Which grace a sinner like me have for you to make it? Hallelujah. Me, myself, I need the grace to make it. Oh, glory be to God. Me, myself, I need the grace. I need the grace. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All these funny so-called men of God that have usurped authority and taken the position of the King of Kings. The only Savior of mankind is the Lord Jesus Christ. And anybody preaching any other thing contrary is Antichrist. Praise the Lord. If I preach any message to you, and I told you, if armed robbers stop you on the way, just tell them you are a bride. Tell them I am a bride. Amen. Call the name of this church. Oh, wear our apron with the name bride. Anybody that preach like that, I am telling you without apology, he's an antichrist. He's an antichrist spirit. Praise the Lord. The Christianity has been invaded by antichrist spirits that have cursed the children of God, that think they are worshiping God, not knowing they are worshiping another Jesus. They are receiving Holy Ghost, taking Holy Ghost, and they are thinking it is actually the true Holy Ghost. They don't know they are receiving another spirit. Can I tell you how you know it is another spirit? You want to know how it is another spirit? The way the pastor dresses, that is how the members will dress. If the pastor is palming his hair, all the members will palm their hair, the men. The way the man talk, that is how the members, especially his ministers, that's how they will talk. In Jesus' name. I'm telling you how to identify it. They have received the spirit of their pastor, and they are thinking they have received the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If their pastor, now so they do deliverance, all of them, and something must happen. And something must happen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You see, because that's not how I am doing my deliverance. Of course, you don't need deliverance. Now, listen, I'm telling you this thing. Watch it. The way the pastor prays and shakes his head. Everybody in the church there. Let us pray. All of them. All of them. And they think that is the Holy Ghost. They have received another spirit through the pastor. Amen. And any pastor that comes and says, it doesn't matter, you can trace anyhow. He's preaching the gospel, but Apostle Paul called it another gospel. Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 11 says there is another spirit, another Jesus, and another gospel. But original, original sin, original word is what I believe. You don't do. This evening, I want to look at the second thing you must know when you come to Christ, to know that he goes by principle. When the Bible says, without holiness, no man will see God, it cannot be changed. God is a holy God. God is a holy God. Something occurred to me a few days ago. I was reading the scriptures and I discovered that there are angels that are before the throne of God, and all that they are saying is holy, 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 holy unto the Lord. Now, this same Bible tells me that we should avoid vain repetition. But why are these angels, all they are doing the throne of God, holy, 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 holy? No, be vain repetition be that. So I was meditating on it. Then it occurred to me, praise the Lord, hallelujah, they are repeating the attribute of God. Then I saw that there is the power of the spoken word, hallelujah, that they are just constantly saying holy, 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 holy. By doing that, what is actually happening is that the holiness of God is being built, is being formed, is being realized. The glory of holiness covers them, because if they are before the throne of God and they are, keep saying holy, holy, none of them will touch anything unclean. God is reminding them, I am holy, 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 holy. Nothing unclean should be around me. Holy, holy, holy. And then it means anyone that will uphold holiness, holy living, holy lifestyle, it will bring the presence of God around you. I believe it. Your Christian life will be easier. It will be easier. When you don't keep a clean Christian life, demons will be around you, because some spirit must be around you. Nature hates vacuum. There cannot be vacuum around you. Something must be around you, because it's either God or Satan. It's either angels or demons. You must belong somewhere. How do I know demons are around me? It is the demonic things I do. It is those demons that push me to do them. That's the truth. How do you know angels are around you? Watch your spiritual life. You are sleeping, you will wake you when there is anything around. Something will wake you, and an anointing for prayer will come. For prayer will come. You begin to pray. When they are around you, see the dreams that you have. When angels are around you, look, when you read Bible, you'll be understanding it. Oh yes. Praise the Lord. When angels are around you, amen, you'll be receiving prayer point. That is why prayer becomes sweet. But when it is demons around you, you will struggle to pray. You will struggle to pray. If you manage to pray, when the demon, for instance, the demon of Facebook, they're around you. Facebook, oh, Jehovah Almighty. When that demon is around you, when you want to enter spirit, you will hear a lot on your phone say there's a message for you, an alert. In Jesus' name. Hey, John, don't come. Oh. Praise God. Amen. When angels are around you, there is a sister here that showed me the phone that she was praying. She was praying, and a call came, and she stopped the prayer and picked the phone. The phone went dead. The angel killed that phone. He did everything to restore that phone. Then she then knew that, oh, now God do that thing. From that day, she then knew that next time when she is praying, keep your phone far until you finish the prayer. That is somebody who has a relationship with God. I have a brother at Ikoyi, an elderly man. Years back, he's addicted to reading newspaper. Everything news, international and local, he must read it. In fact, until one day he picked, and when he wake up in the morning, it's as if something is happening in the world. He doesn't know, he must know everything. The voice spoke to her, from today, don't read the Bible. Don't read any newspaper until you have read the Bible for that day. He told me this personally. So once he wakes up in the morning, so he decided to be waking up earlier so that he will finish all his Bible reading. And then, finish all his prayer. Then he can take. He said one day, he took the newspaper he wanted to read. What happened to him that day? He nearly died. He dropped it, then he remembered. But throughout, Lord, forgive me. He said, till death, that has become part of it. That the people who have relationship with God. This God, without holiness, I'm using it as an example. Without holiness, you cannot see God. As an example. Now, we as believers, after you are born again, you are entering into a kingdom with kingdom laws. The principles, one very important principle is prayer. The reason I say this, I keep saying it every now and then. You will not receive anything except you pray. Those of you that have caught the revelation of prayer, don't let anybody take that revelation away from you. For you to enjoy your Christian life it is prayer. This God knows everything. Is there anything he doesn't know? Concerning you, is there anything he doesn't know? You're not answering me. Is there any problem God doesn't know concerning you? The pain you have, he doesn't know you have that pain. He doesn't know you are overdue for marriage. He doesn't know you don't have a job. Does he know? He knows. He knows. But you have tried to live the best Christian life you have. You don't allow, you will not fornicate, you will not lie. Every service, you go to church, you clap, you do this. You belong to one group or the other. But my condition has not changed. Have you prayed? If you don't pray, God will be looking at you as you look up. He will be looking at you like this. He's wanting this, my daughter. Ask me. Ask. Ask. Don't cry. Ask. God does not see anybody's tears. It is your faith he sees. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God, say something. Say something concerning your situation. He told Moses, see Red Sea in front. See Pharaoh's army behind. Everybody is crying. Why are you crying, Moses? What did he say? Speak. Say something. Don't cry. Say something. Oh, don't cry. That is prayer. Apostle Paul said, pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. In the afternoon, I was telling the Lord, increase my prayer life. And then I made reference. I was telling God, this between me and God, my private prayer now, the exposure openly. I told God, because there was one manager, he's a Muslim, manager of a finance, some of this mortgage bank or so. I had a meeting with him. And when it was my turn to see him, I was sitting with him some years back. I was sitting before him. He has so much, what do you call it? This recited the Quran. The prayers in Quran. You know, the chesbih they hold is for counting prayers. Like their sister Catholic do. You know, it's chesbih. Yes. So he had been in that thing so much until I was before him. When he's talking to me, his mouth will start to recite that thing. He will start to recite what he was reciting before I came in. Then he will check himself. And then we will talk again. Then small time, the thing will pause. Then he will start reciting it. And for somebody to reach that level, it means he has been dedicated in constantly making that invocation and incantation. As powerless as that thing is, if it is a Christian that is so much also like that in the spirit, and especially you have the gift of speaking in tongue, oh my, hallelujah. Like Pastor Francis will say, my, oh my. My, oh my. Praise the Lord. Before any funny thing that comes around your spirit, you're already in the spirit speaking in tongue. Praise the Lord. You must say something. Okay. Maybe somebody will say, but I always pray. But I pray several hours in the morning, in the night, in this one, but my condition has not changed. Very briefly, I want us to look at the hindrances to prayers. Hindrance to your prayers. Number one, listen, church. Number one hindrance to prayer. And that is so important because everybody will be affected who claim to to be Christians. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Listen, in Romans chapter 3, verse 23, let's read it. I just want to give scripture so that for those who may want to go and look at it later. It said, for all here is all human beings on earth, have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All. Every human being have sinned and have come short of the glory of God, including that newborn baby. He's under the same curse. Every human being has sinned. I have sinned. And it is sin that separated man from God. Therefore, every human being on earth has been separated from God. The next verse, 24. How are we justified? Romans 3, 24. Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. We are freely justified through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus takes you back to John 3 verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Taking us again to Mark chapter 16 and verse 15, he says, go and preach the gospel to the whole world. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. The justification, God's provision for that sin that we were all condemned to be passed away. Look at this, is the basic rudiment of Christianity. But do you know some people don't know it? This is the first thing you must know when you give your life to Christ. That is why Jesus said, who do men say I, the Son of Man, am? And Peter said, thou art the Christ. Thou art Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said, flesh and blood did not reveal this to you. For you to know who Jesus is, God has to reveal it to you. And upon this rock, I'll build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail. The rock of revelation of who Jesus Christ is. Not too many people know who Jesus Christ is. All that you know is to obey what a preacher told you. Amen. Open your mouth. Say after me. I give my life to Christ. Why are you giving your life to Christ? You don't know. Who is that Christ? You don't know. All you know is I must belong to one religion. There are Muslims, there are Hindus, there are Shintos, there are Krishnas, there are all manner Islam, everything. The way these Christians, they do their own. Me in a Christianity, I go follow. The way, I like the way they do their own. Now Christian, I go follow. So, which church I go? Which church? Popular Plus. Pass for Lagos. Redeem. I go redeem. All my neighbor now redeem them be. I like the way they behave. I like it. Brother, I go follow you go church today. Then the pastor says, if you want to give your life to Christ, come out. Now you, before you finish talking, don't jump, come outside. Oh, the pastor is happy. We've got one soul today. Say after me, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus. Then after that, you see, you are born again. I'm born again, oh. Then he reaches us. Brother, I'm born again, oh. I'm born again. Then they tell you, go and start foundation class. Then you are now going to join foundation class. When you finish foundation class, then you become church worker. then you will be church worker, then you will go to Bible school so that you will become pastor. Then nothing more than that. Oh, ask him any other thing in the scripture, he knows nothing. I was discussing with my brother who has a friend of his that we know very well. Anytime they travel, they go for business. That one, they carry woman, they sleep of a hotel room with woman, and he is a worker in one of the big churches. I'm not going to mention name for this one. Praise the Lord. Because if I mention name, no, it's true. That category of people, they are also in Brother Assembly. So that won't make it look as if we will be saints. They are everywhere. There are fornicators in Brother Assembly. Here, they are. They are here. And they're here. They're at the church. They're at the church. They're everywhere. But this man, when they carry woman up and down, a few days ago, he told my brother that he has started apostleship school. Which one be apostleship school? He said, so when he finished, he's going to be ordained as a pastor. And my brother is laughing. You want to be pastor? He said, yes, that is the process in our church. The apostleship school. That is a school that produces pastors. Now, that boy now is thinking that he is a Christian. Well, because they told him that is just confess him. I confess the Lord with my mouth. I believe. Blah, 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 blah. That's all. I told you people something. If you don't know who Jesus is, you wouldn't know how to walk with him. That is why I preach the message, salvation by assumption. Don't assume you are saved. Be sure you are saved. How do I know I am saved? The Bible shows us how we will know we are saved. It's not me that will tell you whether you are saved or not. You are the one that will tell me I am saved. You are the one that knows whether if Christ comes now, you will go with him or not. Because you can be pretending around to me, but only God knows the things you do behind me. So Christianity is more than that. People don't know it. Now, church, listen. I am going as far as prayer is concerned. Listen. The problem that is disturbing us is as a result of Satan taking control of the inheritance of Adam. That is the reason Christ went to the cross of Calvary to fulfill another law of God. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. So Peter, on the day of Pentecost, grace coming in now, because he said we are justified freely. That's the meaning of grace. Free. He said free, free, free. Justification is the estate that you stand before God as if you have not sinned before. It is a process. It is not just a confession. There is an ordinance that goes with it. There's an ordinance that goes with it. You confess, but before you can make that confession, praise the Lord, you must first hear the word. You have heard the word, and then you are convinced that what you have heard is the truth. Then, from what you have heard, you can now see that you are a sinner and that you are fit for destruction. Then you are convicted that I am guilty. Now, it is that guilt that you have that produces repentance. Godly sorrow that produces repentance, that worketh repentance. You can only be sorrowful when you know the effect of sin and where you were leading your life to. Then you are convicted then you tell the Lord, I know why I am fit to go to hell, but Lord, give me another chance. I repent. I will not live this useless life again. Then you look at what he did on the cross on Calvary. I should have died, but Christ have died my death. Hallelujah. The price, the soul that sinner shall die. I should have died, but Christ paid the price. Upon this rock of this revelation of who Jesus Christ is, the propitiation for our sin. He is our redeemer. He came and paid the price of redemption. Took me away, broke the power that Satan had over me. On the cross on Calvary, he paid it and he shouted, it is finished. Upon that rock, I build my church. The gates of hell cannot prevail again. When you come to Christ, Hebrews chapter 12 says, you have come to Mount Zion. And upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance and what? Holiness. And the sons of Jacob shall possess their possession. In Christ, you possess your possession. I say, you have come before the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better than the blood of Abel. That blood is higher than the blood of the animal they sacrifice to place any curse on your family. People don't understand what happened on the cross on Calvary. When Apostle Paul said, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. People don't understand it. The ordinance that goes after you have repented, you have accepted Jesus. And what is accept? Accept what he did on the cross for you. And accept to make him your Lord, because Satan was our Lord before. You used to fear Satan. That's why you were living the kind of life you were living. Now Jesus is your Lord. He's the one now you will fear. And you want to live a life that will be pleasing before him. You make that confession. Then you go for the ordinance. Water baptism. You enter that water and you come out. That is you demonstrating what you are confessing about the fact that he did it for you on the cross on Calvary. When you come out, every sin that you have ever committed, that Satan has been using against you, according to that spiritual principle for salvation, that sin is washed away. Praise the Lord. You are now justified. And he said freely, because you don't pay for it. The price has been paid for you already on the cross of Calvary. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. It was sheet white as snow. There are so many of us, the deity that is holding your family, holding the whole village, is so strong. Because he's making a demand on that family. I hear the Savior say, thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me. Hallelujah. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed white as snow. At the cross. At the cross, where I fought so last, and the bodies of my heart rolled away. Hallelujah. Hallelujah! You may be sitting there first.